This week's parasha, Parashas Korach, describes how Korach and his jealousy brought his downfall. Rashi tells us that what Ma'am Ro Korach lachlok in Moshe. Why did Korach start up with Moshe Rabbeinu? And the root of the problem was Niskan on the Siyuso Shel Elitzofon Ben Uziel. He was jealous of the position that was given to Elitzofon. So that he sees that the root of the problem is jealousy. And forever and ever, Korach and the ground swallowing him up, and his 250 men, and everything that we know about Korach, and all of his downfall, is all about one appointment that Elitzofon was appointed and not him. I saw it brought down in the Be'er HaParsha that the question is asked that if the Jews were united by Aleph Sivan, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, why wasn't the Torah given then? And the answer is that when the Jews were one, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, there's no possibility of jealousy, and therefore there's no mila of the fact that they're being Ovid working on their midos. However, by the 6th of Sivan, when Moshe Rabbeinu was given told to go up to the mountain and to get the Torah, and Aaron was separated and he was given a special position, when there's a reason to have kinah, jealousy, and yet they still have proper midos, that's when you're supposed to give the Torah. And Aleph Sivan, they were all on the same playing field. They were all on the same level. So there's no real indication that they've worked on their midah of kinah. However, later on in Vav Sivan, when there's different appointments being given out, that's when it's appropriate to give the Torah. That's just an aside. And we know the Mishnah tells us hakinah v'hatayva hakovan mitzinas ha'adam in olam. It takes it out of the lowest world, not just in Gashmius but even in Ruchnius. So the Ruch Tzaddikim brings a mashal about a chomed and a kanoi. Akanai, somebody who desires things, somebody who's jealous, and they meet the king, and the king says, I'm going to give you something, and whatever I give you, I'm going to give your friend both. So the Arsuch Ochot Tzadikim Sharakina describes how the person says, you know what, take out one of my eyes so that my friend loses two eyes. Can you imagine that there's such a madriga that a person, the jealousy is so intense, that a person can never see a person get more than him? He brings down another story, B'derach Mashal. And he says that they investigated this by Teres HaNefesh, people who know people, that if you have a person who's making $100,000, and you give him the following two options, you tell him, listen, you're making $100,000, fine. Here are the two options. You can either choose to make $150,000, which is $50,000 when you're making more today, but everybody around you is going to go get a raise to $200,000. Or the other option is, we will bring you down, we will demote you, and instead of giving you $100,000, we'll give you $50,000, but everybody around you, all the other co-workers, are going to be given $30,000. And unfortunately, the results say that people would rather take less money, but be ahead of the game, so to speak, ahead of the Joneses, than go up to $150,000, but yet somebody else, everybody else gets more money. It's an amazing, scary phenomenon in human nature, but it's something that needs to be worked on. He also brings down a mashal, a person who's eating a beautiful, delicious meal, and somebody comes in and says, oh, you know, your friend's not well, he's deathly ill. So he said, oh, you're a foolish shlem, he feels so bad, and he goes back to eating. The next few minutes later, somebody comes in and says, oh, your close friend passed away, and he says, oh, nevach, I'm so sad, it's terrible, and he goes back to eating. And then he sits down, let's say the soup and the appetizer, and now he sits down to the main, the most exciting part of the meal. Somebody walks in and says, oh, your friend won $10 million. All of a sudden, he can't eat anymore. He's dysfunctional. It's so hard for the person to be happy for somebody else. The Reishis Chachma writes the following line, Hamikana Chomis Nafsho. Somebody who's jealous destroys his soul. Ki hu mit avil tomid. He's always in mourning. The Ko adam moitzi tam matok chut mi makna. Everybody else in the world is enjoying the sweetness. However, ki'enu tam matok machol ad sheyafsid chaveru esatoyva asher chananu Hashem. Because the person who's jealous, he can never taste sweetness until somebody else is losing out. Somebody else is missing out on something. The Gemara in Tainis tells us about the Aleph and Beis about Abba Umna. Abba Umna had a priest Hashalom, which means like a greeting from Hashem every single day. Abaye had a priest Hashalom every Erev Shabbos. And Rava had a priest Hashalom and Yom Kippur. And Abaye felt bad. How could it be that Abba Umna gets a greeting from Hashem every single day? And the Gemara tells us that because as a doctor, as a bloodletter, So first of all, when he worked on women, he made sure to use a sheet, and he did the bloodletting without looking, which is a tremendous form of kedusha and tahara. And also, he put the box where people pay in a concealed place, so you wouldn't know who paid and who didn't pay. And Abaye was upset. Abaye said, "You know, how come I don't get a greeting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day?" And the Gemara says, "Abu Umnuk." It says the Gemara says, "Lo motzes mi'avid ke'uvde." Right? You can't do what he does. You can't. So the pashtun pshat is, what do you mean you can't do what he does? You're not a doctor. So the doctor has, and obviously he's being shomer and kedusha, and he's doing great things. So you can't be that person. That's the Gemara. But those that explain, what do you mean lo motzes mi'avid ke'uvde? Meaning that's not your job, right? Every single person has his job in the world. Abaye's job was to what? Is to enlighten the world with Torah. And that he got every single Shabbos, every single Arab Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu came and gave him a greeting. But Abu Umna, he was the doctor. And through his work, he did amazing things with Kedusha. And therefore, he was zochet to get shalom, peace from Hashem every day. And if Abaye would leave his way and do like Abu Umna, we wouldn't have Abaye. We need Abaye. So even though, yeah, there's a certain uniqueness and certain privilege and a reward that's given to Abu Umna, no question about it. But it doesn't mean Abaye should become Abu Umna, because every single person has his role. Some roles have different scharim than others. But certainly, and that was the Gemara saying, L'motzes mi'avad ku'uvda. That's not your job. And everybody, if everybody would realize what their job is, not everybody else's job, everything would be fine. The Mishnah of us also says, She'en lecha adam she'en lo shav, ve'en lecha dover she'en lo makom. There's nobody who doesn't have his time, and there's nobody who doesn't have his place. So the Malach Biderman asks, people ask, if there's no such thing as a person who doesn't have the time and a person who doesn't have his place, so why is everybody running everywhere? So he explains, of course, because everybody's looking to the other place, but they don't realize that it's where they are. It's like I think they stole it from Rapam. Everybody's looking for the city of happiness, but they don't realize it's in the state of mind. When a person realizes that his job and his life is tailor-made for him, where exactly you are, that's perfect for you, then a person has simcha, and then he's able to overcome kina, and he's not taken out of this world. The Me'emes used to said over to the Rebbeinu of Peshitzka that if everybody put their pekel, everybody put their life situation on the table, everybody would take it back. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's perfect for everybody else. And I want to read words from the Chovos HaLevavos. The Chovos HaLevavos says words that if we internalize them, can make our life blissful. And Mole Simcha, Shemilchuyav Kol Adam Lahamid, a person has to believe, Shebemida Shashem Modilo, in the way Hashem measures and basically gives out everybody's life and everybody's situations, Kach Mamish Terach Lios, Ein Eitz Acheres. This is exactly the way it's supposed to be. There's no other way to do it. This one gets a big job, and this one gets, a big cover, and this one wins the lottery, and this one, is ocha to have amazing children, etc., etc. There is no other way to work it out. There should be no complaints about the way of Hashem. Uvizimavar ha'imreyemus, the Imreyemus says, by the Nisi Ayamatos, v'yir v'yichu ish matayu. Each person took his mata, his staff, and says, v'yiru v'yishtemoida. Right, everybody realized what is supposed to go to them. Everybody realized that. Moving forward, the Gemara also says by Hillel. Everybody knows the famous Gemara on Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos. Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. The Nochri came to Hillel and said, "Please teach me the Torah on one foot." And what did he say? The Alach Sani Lechaver Lechosavut. Right. Hillel said to him, "Whatever you don't want to be done to, don't do to your friend." So everybody asks the question, why wasn't it more positive? What do you want to do? What you want to be done to you? Actually, you should do it to your friend. It should be in the positive way. So he explains, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Tesimut Aleph, that Yoav ben Tzruya had a tremendous, was excelled in Haknosis Orchim. His house was always open, right? And he had, in a tremendous way. However, on the other hand, he also killed Ashal and Amasa, Shalok Adin, inappropriately. And therefore, and why was that? Because that was from jealousy. Right? That even, just because, meaning, to say it in a positive way, says, you know what? Just like you like to be greeted, and just like you like to be served dinner, serve your friend dinner. That's one way. But the other, better way to say it, and the better way is that, no. The same way you wouldn't want to be beaten up, the same way you wouldn't want to be insulted, the same way you wouldn't want to, be stolen from, so too, you should never steal from other people, put people down, insult people, etc. And that's the yisod. The yisod is not, it's not enough to just say, oh, I want to honor people like I want to be honored myself. No. Don't do bad things to people, because the natural tendency is that a person doesn't mind as much putting people down as unfortunately he finds it uncomfortable when people are raised up around him. Just to close, there's a muscle that Rav Biederman brings down. It's like a missile. You know, the missile, the way it is when it's dormant, it's nothing. You can touch it, nothing happens. When you ignite it, boom, it can destroy. So too, a person can be learning Torah, a person can be doing all the mitzvahs in grade, and all of a sudden, boom, he gets a nisayon of kinah, it can destroy him. And this is what you see by Korach. The Chiddush HaRim tells us that Korach was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. He carried the Aron HaBris, and he was a Zelke, he was a Tzaddik, and he was 130 years old. And nevertheless, he had everything going for him, but nevertheless, one appointment, El Yitzhakun was appointed over him, boom, he couldn't control himself, everything spiraled out of control, and from that, he lost everything. And he, of course, we know what happened to him. The earth swallowed him up, and that's the rest, as they say, is history. Zohar tells us, the Chiddush HaRim quotes the Zohar tells us that there was supposed to be a Levi Gadol. Korach was supposed to be Levi Gadol. And the proof is that there was after Aaron, there were other Kohanim Gadolim. But Korach, there never was Levi Gadol. You know why? Because there was supposed to be Levi Gadol, and he ruined it. He decided he doesn't want to be the Levi Gadol. That's what he would have been. And you see from here that even the appointment and the greatness that was there waiting for Korach, because he couldn't hold on, he couldn't wait, he couldn't stomach seeing somebody else being elevated over him, he destroyed everything. I think the lesson is very clear. In any area of life, whether you're a Talmud, whether you're an alumnus, whether you're working, whether you're in your family, in so many areas, this kinah, jealousy, permeates our lives. And the yisod ha-yisodos, I think it's very clear from the point, when a person internalizes the words of the Chovas HaLevavos, that everybody's life and everybody's situation is 1,000% tailor-made, right? They say over from the Chofetz Chaim that people say, oh, if life would be like this, life would be like that. And the Chofetz Chaim says, what are you talking about? Everything, if you believe in Hashem, that means that everything is perfect. Everything in Hashemayim, everything. And then a person can realize that there's no point in having kinah. And as we saw from many of the sources, on the contrary, a person who's engulfed, who's overcome by kinah, he can't enjoy anything. He can't function, right? Can you imagine a guy sitting in a restaurant, he hears his friend won $10 million, so if he's a mamish, a person who understands and internalizes everything from Hashem, he says, oh, I'm so happy for my friend. But if a person who has certain elements of kinah, he won't be able to dissolve it. It'll be so hard for him. So the idea is to work on this, even when we're not in the middle of a nisayon. In general, everything's Hashem, everything is tailor-made. And with that, we'll be zeicha. If we get rid of the kinah, we can go into Tammuz and the Zmanim of Sinat Schinam and work on it. And Bez Hashem, through that, if we increase our Ava Schinam, we'll be zeicha to see the Gula Shem of Mehrimenu. Amen, amen. Have a good Shabbos.